One of Alaska's tourism pioneers passed away over the weekend. Stan Stevens was 79 years old. He was known for his popular charter boat line that provided tours in the Prince William Sound. KCHU's Tony Gorman has this remembrance.
When tourists want an up-close look at the Columbia Glacier, they went to Stan Stevens Cruises. When there is a convention or conference in Valdez and the locals want to show off the Prince William Sound, they called on Stan Stevens Cruises to help them have a good time. Stan Stevens boats have been sailing the Prince William Sound for 42 years. To many in the area and the state, he was more than just a charter boat owner. That's according to his daughter, Colleen, who took over as president of his business in recent years.
Across Valdez, much less Prince William Sound and lots of the state of Alaska that have many lessons they learned from, dealing with one another, to negotiating and fighting for things that you believe in, to having passion for what you commit your life to, whether that is your business or your family or activist issues that you choose to follow behind.
The Minnesota native came to Alaska in 1961. He started out by camping on vacant property. He later purchased land and built his home in North Pole. 3 years later, he married his wife, Mary Helen, and began raising his three daughters. He worked as a mechanic while exploring the state on the weekend. During those trips, he fell in love with the Prince William Sound and founded his first company, North Star Marine Charters. The business specialized in hunting and fishing tours. It later evolved into Stan Stevens Charters in 1978, which still provides sightseeing tours of glaciers and wildlife of the Prince William Sound. Stevens' business was very popular among locals and tourists. It also helped the area recover from one of the most devastating events in U.S. history. Stevens lent his vessels to assist response efforts during the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. He acquired more vessels to maintain his full tour schedule. Colleen says that was a critical point in her dad's life.
He fully dedicated his life at that point on to dedicate Prince William Sound, make sure it is the safest oil shipping port, ensure that industry, the environment, and the communities in Prince William Sound could work together to come up with the ways to get it to be that safe port.
Stevens would do that by joining the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, a citizens oversight group dedicated to the environmentally safe operations of the Valdez Marine Terminal and the tankers who use it. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.